You're listening to SBS News.
More than 2 months of protests in Hong Kong and there's no sign of things easing, as pro-democracy activists continue to campaign for the city's democratic autonomy from mainland China. In Australia, those protests have many Hong Kong citizens living in Sydney's northwest concerned. Many say they're extremely worried about the violent clashes between protesters and authorities.
Every night, especially the day happening, we just can't sleep sometimes.
Definitely, emotionally, it's very heavy to many people, especially living in Hong Kong, but overseas people as well. Yeah, we feel the pain as well.
I feel bad from the future. I can't see any future for Hong Kong.
That's a sentiment echoed by Chinese-Australian politician Gladys Liu. Speaking to SBS, she says as someone born in Hong Kong, she feels the city's pain.
It has been painful recently to see what's happening with the protest. It has been longer than that many people thought, and definitely the sooner it's over, the better.
The protests in Hong Kong were first sparked by proposed extradition law amendments. If passed, the amendments would have made it easier for Hong Kong citizens to be extradited to mainland China to face trial. While Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has shelved the bill for the time being and apologised to citizens, protesters are not convinced. Protesters want Ms. Lam to resign and the extradition bill to be permanently shelved. Ultimately, as this protester says, they are fighting for Hong Kong's democratic freedoms from mainland China.
We are fighting for democracy, human rights, and freedom. Yes, we cannot accept anymore. The Hong Kong police is not work for Hong Kong people anymore. They are work for China. No, we cannot accept that.
Back in Australia, Ms. Liu is advocating for peaceful dialogue between Hong Kong's government and the protesters, with many of the demonstrations becoming increasingly violent.
I believe that democracy is important. At the same time, I feel that people in Hong Kong and also the Hong Kong government should have a peaceful dialogue to work it out for the best interests of all people in Hong Kong.
She says, however, she no longer supports these comments she made to SBS Cantonese radio program back in June.
I think the government of Hong Kong and the chief executive, Carrie Lam, should listen to the citizens' needs and demands.
Australia's Hong Kong Link spokesperson, Jane Poon, says that response from Ms. Liu is disappointing.
She carried the same identity with us, a Hong Konger. We all hope she can show more support and give out more stronger statement to the Hong Kong government and the Hong Kong police.
However, not all Australian politicians have been so quiet on the issue. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has expressed his worry and support for citizens of Hong Kong.
Very concerned about what is going on in Hong Kong, and that the government of the People's Republic of China need to exercise restraint, need to recognise that people have a legitimate right to protest peacefully. I state that the government should state that as well.
This comes as the escalation in Hong Kong in recent weeks has spilled over to Australia. Clashes have broken out between pro-Hong Kong and pro-Beijing groups at university campuses, which have exposed the divide in the Chinese community. Outspoken critic of China's Communist Party, radio host Bin Lin, says he has even received threats for speaking out about the protest movement.
Recently, I also received some message asking me to stop talking about the democracy of Hong Kong, and the message said that do you still want to go back to Hong Kong or China to visit your relative there? If you want to visit them, you have to stop talking about the democracy in Hong Kong.
While Australia is feeling some of the effects of the unrest, back in Hong Kong it looks likely protests will continue to escalate. But many are speculating they may be brought to a halt shortly, with mainland China's paramilitary forces now deployed along the Hong Kong border. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.